Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs, plus some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country music.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. Little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. The big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
I reached out my arms and I touched you with soft words. I whispered your name. I held your love on the tips of my fingers, but that was as close as I came. My eyes had a vision of sweet lips yielding beneath my command. I held you right on the tips of my fingers, but I let you slip right my hand. Yes, I let you slip right through my hand. star. It's a long, long way from the tips of my fingers to the love hidden deep in your heart.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music, and I have a bunch of records and CDs ready to play for you and a lot of information about the songs and the artists. Coming up in the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation, and this time it's about pickup trucks. Well, I got the idea from a couple of listeners, one in Texas and one in Vermont, who wanted to hear songs about pickup trucks. American pickup trucks, to be exact. So stick around for that feature presentation in the second half of the show. That was Steve Orridor and his 1992 number 3 hit, The Tips of My Fingers. The song was a remake of something classic country legend Bill Anderson did back in 1960. In fact, the song has quite a history to it. It's also been a hit record for Roy Clark, Eddie Arnold, and Gene Shepherd, to name just a few. Open the set with a number one hit for Alan Jackson, Little Bitty from 1996. The song was the lead single from his 1996 album and literally zoomed to the top of the country record charts in the United States and Canada. Alan Jackson did not write the song. It was written by classic country music legend Tom T. Hall.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun.
There's a classic country performer you don't hear on the radio much anymore, but back in 1971, Susan Ray's songs were very, very popular on country radio. That was I've Got a Happy Heart from Susan Ray. The song hit number 3 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then and was one of 29 hit records Susan Ray would have between 1970 and 1975. I opened the set with a Glen Campbell record, and this time I played his number one hit from 1969, Galveston. The song about the Texas coastal city stayed at the number one spot on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart that year and would eventually stay on the record charts for 14 weeks. It was the follow-up hit to another Glen Campbell number one hit he had the year before called Wichita Lineman. I'll be playing that song on another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Sweet Country Music.
WTBR.
If the wife and I the fussing brother, that's all right. Cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't.
talk around the two or three. Baby, that's my headache, don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, you'll be busy all the time.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day.
A couple of songs with multiple artists on them, you know, so you got your money's worth. That was a duet from Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart that they did back in 1991 called The Whiskey Ain't Working. It was the third single from Travis Tritt's It's All About the Change album, and the song peaked at number two on the Billboard country music chart. The song won both Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart a 1992 Grammy Award for the Best Country Collaboration. Speaking of songs with multiple singers on them, I opened the set with a Hank Williams Jr. song, his number one hit from 1986 called Mind Your Own Business. Not only did you hear Hank Williams Jr. on that song, but you also heard Reba McEntire, Willie Nelson, Tom Petty, to name just a few. Now get this, Mind Your Own Business was originally written and recorded by Hank Williams Sr., back in 1949.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Every once in a while, I like to play a song from someone that had several hit records but is not widely known or remembered. That, my friend, is what this show is all about. So here's a good example with a guy by the name of Fiddlin' Frenchie Burke.
Why'd you go away, leave me in Big Mom Blue? You went away. Oh, baby, come on back and live with me and Big Mom Blue. Oh, hey!
bambù. Io le mangio le prima con negri passa.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I went out last Tuesday, met a girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. Well, she started in to spend my money. She started in to call me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice.
There you go, a classic country performer by the name of Webb Pierce and his number one hit record from way back in 1955, In the Jailhouse Now. Webb Pierce was first heard on our radios back in 1952, and like that little Energizer battery buddy, he just kept on going and going and going. His final hit record was 1982. 20 years on the Billboard country charts. The song was also a hit record for Johnny Cash, Sonny James, and Willie Nelson. I opened the set with a little Cajun music from a guy by the name of Fiddlin' Frenchie Burke and one of his hit records, Big Mamou, from 1974. The song wasn't a big hit for the Louisiana singer-songwriter and fiddler, but it's a real good example of the Cajun influence in country music. Now, if you don't remember ever hearing anything from Fiddlin' Frenchie Burke, well, now you have. Google him on Spotify or any of the music venues for more of his music.
Sweet country music.
Well, I have a comedy break coming up in a couple of minutes. After a John Michael Montgomery song, something he did back in 1994.
I don't have a lot to show for these years of hard work. If you look at what I own, still she's always telling me to hold on to my dreams, even when my hope is gone. Some may say that dreaming's just for fools. There are times I thought that might be true, but she thinks I could go the moon. In her can't see through the clouds. She shows me the brightest stars. If I think of turning back, cause I'm having my doubts, she tells me I've come so far. Nothing in this world comes easily, but I can't lose with her.
Number four hit for John Michael Montgomery, Rope the Moon from 1994. It was also a number two hit for the Kentucky singer in Canada. His musical career was influenced by his dad, who played in a local band and taught him how to play guitar. Time for a comedy break here on Sweet Country Music. And this time I'm going to play something from a comedy album that Jeff Foxworthy recorded at one of his live shows. And he'll be talking about cowboy boots. Yeah, they're pretty fancy cowboy boots. You'll hear about that and why he bought them. Stick around. Comedy break coming up with Jeff Foxworthy. I'm Larry Crackton, your host for Sweet Country Music on this amazing radio station, and I'll be right back.
I bought new boots for the show. Can you see those? Blue Stingray boots. Boots that make a statement. And that statement is, you can't give rednecks money. Because that's the kind of stuff we do with it right there. Open up a savings account? Hell no! Go buy some Blue Stingray boots. A couple of weeks ago, I was playing at a casino in Mississippi, which... You from Mississippi? What do you think about all this electricity? This is something else, isn't it? Yeah. But I was playing at a casino in Mississippi, which, by the way, is the only place in America where you can shoot craps and doves within 10 feet of each other. And I was standing off the side of the stage, and one of the stagehands said, "Man, what are them boots made out of?" I said, "They're Stingray." He said, "Are they waterproof?" Now he drowned. That's how I came about getting them. And not only did I buy blue Stingray boots, I wore them out of the store. See, that's another big redneck trait. We buy something, we're going to wear it within 24 hours. Just because you see a redneck come out of a store without a bag doesn't mean we didn't make a purchase. You didn't get nothing? No, I got some underwear. I just put it on there.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Married to the good life, I said I'd be a good wife when I put on this ring. I drive a new Mercedes, play Guinness with ladies and buy all the finer things, but all that don't mean nothing when you can't get a good night's loving. Oh, little rock, think I'm gonna have to slip you off. Take a chance tonight and untie the knot. There's more to life than what I got. Oh, little rock, you know this heart of mine.
Everybody has to pay. red defeat, known as Bonaparte's retreat, and that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo.
Welcome to the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music. And coming up in just a moment, a feature presentation that will highlight songs about pickup trucks. No, not the designer trucks you can buy today, but good old trucks we remember from back then. That was a classic country hit record from 1959 called Waterloo from Stonewall Jackson. The song landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then and stayed at number one for 5 weeks. Stonewall Jackson is both a Navy and Army veteran, and according to the Joel Whitburn Hot Country Songs book, he's a direct descendant of the famous Confederate general during the Civil War, Thomas Jonathan Stonewall Jackson. I open the set with one of my favorite country artists, Reba McEntire, and her number one hit record from 1986, Little Rock. The song was also a hit record for Colin Ray 8 years later in 1994, and the song itself has nothing whatsoever to do with the capital of Arkansas, Little Rock.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, how about a couple of songs about pickup trucks? You know, those F-150s, Rams, Silverados, Sierras, and others. Those pickup trucks range from just plain old workhorses with 6 or 8 foot beds to designer machines with the price tags to match. Yeah, you've seen those on TV. So, here are a couple of songs about those four-wheeled babies. Let's start off with one of my favorites, the pickup truck song from Jerry Jeff Walker.
Pickup truck song. I'll tell you a little story about this song. My favorite parts was I used to go down to Luckenbach and ride around with Hondo in his old pickup truck. He had an old green Chevy pickup. The outside of it looked like it had been beat all over with a tire iron. And when you opened the door, all this junk rolled out, all these old snuff cans and jumper cables and chains and pieces of wood he's whittling on, maybe an old can he'd used somewhere. My favorite part, though, was riding home from Luckenbach late on a big full moon night. We'd turn the lights off, kind of ride along in the moonlight. Across the top of this one hill, Honda'd say, "Hey, think it's right, we're going to go for the coasting record." He'd shut the truck off, we'd go down this little grade in the road. I'd say, "Honda, how far is the coasting record so far?" He said, "That big tree up there at the end of the hill." Be all leaning in the cab trying to get the truck going a little bit farther. I mean, I didn't know how serious it was. I mean, going for a record and everything, I had to try my best. Some of the fun you can have in your pickup truck. Yeah, I used to look forward to Saturdays when me and my grandpa get away. Hop in his pickup truck and we'd go to town. We had a couple chores that we had to do. It didn't take long before we were through. Then we let the pickup truck just wander around. We make a run to the county now. We'd always wave when we saw someone. Grandpa'd make up a song as we rolled along. post office without the mail. We get the feed and we check out the mail. They never took the same road twice on the way back home. Spent a few years out running free. I spent two or three in New York City, and I moved back to Texas tired. Hell, it had enough. I go to Luke and Buck on Saturdays, 'cause Hondo had a way to brighten up my day. He always made me laugh when we rode in his pickup truck. He'd make a run to the county dump, he'd always wave when we saw someone. Hondo would make up the tale as we rolled along. Post office without fail, he gets to chew and we check out the mail. We never took the same road twice on the way back home. Well, I miss Grandpa and Honda too. I really miss the things that we used to do. So last week I went out and bought me an old pickup truck. Now me and my kids spend Saturdays. We do fun things in a simple way. We love to start the day with a ride in the pickup truck. We make a run to the county down. We always wait when we see someone. The kids love to make up a song as we roll along. Post office without fail. We get stamps and we check out the mail. We never take the same road twice on the way back home. Half the fun's getting lost on the way back home.
Chain pull tight, waiting on Saturday night. Put on the smell good, put on Skinner. Head into town like a NASCAR winner. Cruising back and forth to the Tasty Freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is Hillbilly Deluxe, slick pickup trucks, big timing in a small town, stirring it up right about sundown. Shoot them a cool smile, hoping that they smile back. Hey baby, what's your name? Burn a little rubber when the red lights change. Here come the blue lights, here come Barney. Hot on the beer, y'all, let's move the party. Gotta go, but that's alright. Do it all again next Friday night. Hillbilly Deluxe, slick pick 'em up trucks, big timing in a small town. Yeah.
Well, can you imagine? Can you picture it? Wall-to-wall pickup trucks. F-150s and Sierras and Silverados all up and down the street. Oh, yeah. That's the Sweet Country Music tribute to those amazing pickup trucks and the 2006 song from Brooks and Dunn called Hillbilly Deluxe. The song was all about a party that had a huge bonfire and a lot of guests showing up in what else? Pickup trucks. I opened the pickup truck set with a 1989 song from Jerry Jeff Walker, the pickup truck song. Jerry Jeff Walker was part of the outlaw country movement back in the 1970s, and the pickup truck song really tells a story. Love his commentary at the beginning when he's riding in the truck and they shut the lights off and try to break the coasting record going downhill in the moonlight.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
If you leave, take my heart, take my heart.
If you leave me tonight, I will cry. Though you say we will soon meet again, for the hours I've spent here with you are like words from a poet's pen. Words like love and truth and goodness, words like till death us do part. I will never love another. Take my heart, take my heart, take my heart. Yes, the hours I've spent here with you are like words from a poet's pen.
Words like love and truth and goodness, words like till death us DuPont. I will never love another. Take my heart, take my heart, take my heart,
take my heart,
take my heart, take my heart, take my heart.
No friends to help him
expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps you'll die upon this train.
Soggy Bottom Boy. Have you ever heard of a bluegrass band by the name of the Soggy Bottom Boys? Well, probably not, and neither did I until I watched a movie on TV the other day called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? From 2000, starring George Clooney and Holly Hunter. Now, in the movie, the music has its roots right around 1937 when the story takes place, and I heard that song, I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, so I looked it up, and it was sung by a fictitious bluegrass band by the name of the Soggy Bottom Boys. Fictitious. It was a group of very talented Nashville musicians and singers. The song actually landed at number 35 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Record Chart in 2001, and even won the Country Music Association Single of the Year. Out with the set with Jerry Wallace and his 1972 number one hit, If You Leave Me Tonight, I'll Cry. The song was featured in an episode of the 1970s NBC TV show Night Gallery. Ah, the power of television. Anyway, Jerry Wallace first appeared on our radios and the country music record charts around 1965 and kept on creating hit records until 1980. He also had several hit records on the pop charts before 1965. Sadly, he passed away in 2008 at the age of 79.
Sweet country music.
Do you remember a TV show called Bonanza? Of course you do, and it's still on TV today. Well, the star of the show, Lorne Greene, actually had a country hit record back in 1964, The Story of Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
What a voice on that guy, huh? That's Lauren Green, the guy who played Ben Cartwright, or Pa, on the NBC Western Bonanza. And that was one of two country hit records he had while the TV show was on the air. The story of Ringo landed at number 21 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. In December of 1964, his other hit record was something called Waco in 1966. Boy, the stuff you learn around here, huh? Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over. Had a chance to play some really cool stuff, including some pickup truck songs during the feature presentation. Hope you liked it. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. I'm Larry Kratzer, your host, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you again. Take care.